We're joined in studio, our Avon Library studio for the day, with Donna Kelly Sprinkle, who's the Avon Library Branch Manager. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
And also with Dee Dee Alvello, who's the chairperson for the Avon Library Levy Committee. Right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Issue 12. Right.
That's it. On the,
issue 12 on the Avon ballot. Tell me a little bit about what that's entitled. Expansion, I understand, right?
Yes. Issue 12 is a $2 million issue, and it will allow both the construction and renovation and operating costs for expanding the Avon Branch Library into the adjacent property and resulting in a library more than twice the current size.
And this building is 1994. I've been in Avon a little prior to that, so I remember when they built that new library, and it was a big thing at the time to get a new library in the city of Avon, where their library had moved around from sort of different many locations before that, right?
Yes. The library does have a long history in Avon and has grown with the population. And in 94, the population was 10,000. It's now close to 24,000. So just as it was a big move and a big exciting thing in 1994, now residents are ready for the next phase to improve and expand the library and grow with the city.
What's missing from this current library that would appear in the expansion?
Well, we asked the community that. And so since Dee Dee's here, why don't we let her answer a few of those things. What is missing, Dee Dee?
So I think from the community standpoint, a big part of it was a children's area, a place that children can play and be a little more free. The library has typically been a place where you're real quiet, and now it's become a place where moms can, or dads can, bring their children for different activities and things like that. There also is going to be a nice teen area, as well as some functioning space that can change and maneuver as the needs of the community change. So it's going to be very flexible, is what we're envisioning for this project.
Are you looking at land directly to the south, where it's green space now?
Yes.
And would it be one or two stories?
It's going to be one story at this point. That's the plan.
And talk a little bit about, I guess, what else so the community is looking for, as libraries have changed over time. You mentioned quiet space and books, that's sort of the thing, but then it becomes sort of a place where other activities can take place, right? And I know you have a meeting area there too, but things like that would expand as well?
Yes, we have one meeting room, and we are using that for all the library programming. And anytime a community group wants to use the library, then when it's not being used for programs, it is available for community use. But it's just one room. And that's been something that was considered a high priority. Groups like Scout Troops and other community groups are frequently disappointed when they call, because there's not really availability for them to meet at the library right now, unless it's during the day. During the evening, we're pretty filled up with programs. So the plan would include more meeting room space, for sure.
Talk about disappointing. We get the word now about libraries closing because of the coronavirus. Talk about the situation for the Avon Library.
Well, the whole Lorain Public Library system, all of the locations are currently closed until April 6th. And, of course, this is to prevent the spread of virus and protect our communities, our patrons in our communities, and also our staff. It's a new thing for all of us.
Right. We're trying to figure what to do for this.
The library has traditionally been a place where people go when times are tough and, they need a place to go, and the library doors are not open right now. So it's really difficult. I'm sure some people are missing being able to come in daily and use the computers, come in and read the daily paper, come in for their story times, come in and study and tutor students, and check out books. And I mean, there are people that come, that's part of their routine to come to the library. So I know that they're missing that. And it's difficult for the library too, because we want to, we are there to serve the community. So while the doors are closed, there are a lot of ways that people can take advantage of library services. So we could talk a little bit about our e-library, if you want.
So there's ways they can sort of see material or
yes.
read things?
If you go to our library website, lorainepubliclibrary.org, and click on the red e-library button, you'll see a whole list of downloadable resources that you can use free with your library card. So a lot of those have children's materials too. Overdrive is the largest collection of ebooks and audiobooks. I know we're encouraging students to read a lot while they're home. I've been reading a lot of information that the schools are putting out and encouraging a certain amount of reading time. And kids can go right onto Overdrive or onto Hoopla, and they can read picture books, early readers. They can read, there's older fiction books like Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And then there's, you know, teen and adult books too. So I just say this would be a really good time for people to use their library card to investigate that part of the library collection that is still very much accessible to them while the doors are closed.
If issue 12 does pass tomorrow, what's your timeline on the project?
Well, if the project will need the levy to pass in order to proceed, and we would begin by starting some more community input, develop a really nice building design that the whole community can be proud of. And then I think that once the planning phase is complete, the building would probably start about this time next year. And then it would take a year to a little over to complete. So a little over 2 years from tomorrow would be the plan for the opening of the new library. It is important to note, though, that the plan is, with having the addition, is that the current space will stay open during the entire construction of the expansion. And then once that part of the building is ready, we'll transfer over there and then do some renovation to the current space so that library service won't be interrupted during the construction. We won't have to move the library and the materials and things.
Does this eat into any of your parking space, or how does that happen, too, if you're going to change where things are going to go?
Extra parking is built into the design.
Okay. Right, because you obviously want more people to come out to the library as well. We're speaking today with Donna Kelly Sprinkle, the Avon Library Branch Manager. Also with us, Dee Dee Avello, Chairperson for the Avon Library Levy Committee. How has it been doing that, being a part of the chairperson for the levy committee, getting out, talking to the people, right, getting good feedback on it?
We've gotten a lot of support from the residents in Avon, and it's been a really great experience. I was asked to be on just kind of like a planning and investigative stage for about a year, and then when they were looking for a chairperson to chair the levy committee, I just felt like that was a great opportunity to get to know the city of Avon better. So it's been really fun.
What's your connection with the library, if I might add? Are you with that, or are you just a friend of the library?
I'm just a resident in Avon.
Okay.
I live near the library, and I just see its value. So I just am excited about the project.
Good. That's good. I'm just curious, interesting to see where the support comes from sometimes for that.
Dee Dee's been a great asset to the community and bringing people together. The hard work that these people have been putting into this, they're so passionate about it, and I really hope that the levy does pass for them and they can have that bigger library that they are wanting.
Yep. Well, it's issue 12. Again, it'll be on the city of Avon. It'll be on the ballot for tomorrow, as everyone is getting out to whether it's been early voting or tomorrow being Election Day. We appreciate you both stopping in this morning, sharing some information on that as well. And hopefully the libraries will open up sometime soon in the near future that
yes.
people can get to because as well, as you mentioned. But as you mentioned, again, they go to online to the Lorraine Public Library System. They click on what is the E? What's the section of the
e-library?
E-library.
Yes, it's a red. It's a red button.
All right.
And there's all kinds of library goodies in there.
So even if the library is aren't open, all that great information and resources still available.